The Legend of the Thousand Bulls. Snow-capped Taurus Mountains and the Aladar Valley, with its tarns, pennyroyals, and heathers, with its deer, gazelle, butterfly, and eagle, and nomad girls sees a cattle in the stars she looks at, a nomad boy caught some fish from where the spring ponded and lined them on a stick, Lokman Hekim's flower of life and flower of immortality, Yoruk women who milk goats, weave rugs, and cook food. Derimeli tent is decorated with felts. The symbol of the tribe, the sun is on the felt on the ground. Yoruk tents made of black goat hair. The piper with his kepenek cloak and the drummer are playing for the Hıdrellez festival. Rug on the white stone in the middle. Haydar Usta from Berg and a young girl are performing the Semah ritual. An old man is spinning a spindle. The table is set on a rug. The nomads have loaded the camels with the supplies for migration. An oleander flower and peach flowers. In the middle, Elia, the saint of the seas, and Al-Kadir Hazar, the saint of the lands, met and held hands. At this moment, two stars came from the west. The east clashed on top of each other, the moment when wishes come true. Below is the sword that Master Haydar produced with years of effort. In the middle bottom, the meeting of the nomad girl Ceren and her lover Halil. Halil's hound is with them. However, they shoot Halil with a ripple. On the right, on the Hemite mountain, the Hemite Castle and Hamit Dede's grave under three trees. Deliboğa Mount is surrounded by swamps and bushes. The graves of the deceased nomads are here. There are many graves of brides. The Taurus Mountains turn into bulls and attack the tribe. There are those who stone the tribe, set it on fire, and attack it with ripples. Tents are being destroyed and burned. The goats are also burned. The nomads protect the tent with their sacred relics consisting of a standard at two, the Quran hanging on the middle pole, a drum, halberd, and a crown. Haydar the blacksmith cut down the attackers with his sword. Little Kerem with his baby hawk that he wanted from Elia and Hazar. Haydar eventually dies on the anvil in the tent, where he set up his blacksmith's forge, melting his sword and forging a sun-shaped metal, the symbol of the camp. Finally, Ceren takes Halil's rifle and walks away from the camp. In 1876, the Ottomans declared war on the nomadic Turkmens in the Taurus Mountains. They were asked to settle, pay taxes, and become soldiers. Many nomads died in this war, and the Turkmens were defeated. Afterwards, many of them died of heat and malaria where they were placed. Some tribes continued with their nomadic lifestyle, but they had no place left to stay. The owners of the place either asked for a lot of money or offered to give the place in exchange for the beautiful girls of the tribe. The legend of Bimboaz tells us about Karachulu tribe who wanted to continue migrating. It is like a lament for how nomadism was destroyed.